بست في دام فمراف شيخ خفخس
اخو بوس باشو شان يا مخ سواس مساي مش نتان اس بسوم اس بوغا ذا ميشنري اريا مراف هو نو جيكوت ما فيلان ايساي ال داس بيزدن We asked the Kasha on last week, what does it mean? Gerkot matvilan asadas bezdin. Every gerus needs bezdin. The Gemara says every gerus has to be a person who says I was megari beni benatzmi. So then the gerus doesn't work. So what do you mean gerkotan matvilan asadas bezdin? We're a masbir. Every gerus needs bezdin. Gerkotan is matvilan asadas bezdin. Over there you need the das bezdin. Regular gerus has to be b'fnei bezdin. As the alidei bezdin, b'fnei bezdin. This one has to be al das bezdin. We explain what do you need bezdin for in a regular gerus, you need bezdin because they have to be makabel the gerim. A person can't just decide on his own; he wants to be. So it has to be like a welcoming committee keilu. They're going to be makabel him as a ger. That's bezdin. Rashi can over here. We need aldas bezdin. Somehow we need over here aldas bezdin. Rashi says not hey nas no. We have to figure out exactly what that is. But you need over here the das of bezdin. I like to try to be myself another knach, perhaps, in understanding a tifkeit nachilik, which is as follows. I think this is very, very wichtig, if this is correct. Which is that normally we need bezdin. Bezdin is necessary in order that we should have the chalois geirus. Bezdin is necessary in order that he wants to be a ger. So bezdin has to be mekabel the gerim. And therefore, the bezdin is ma'akev in the chalois. But over here, we need Bilan's das bezdin. Over here, there's no one doing the maisa bezdin without the maisa geres without bezdin. So therefore, over here, we need bezdin not just for the chalos, even for the maisa. We'll see what that's not geres Hashem behemshach. Hakoponim. This is what it is. So what's going on? What's the case? Gerkot Bilan's das bezdin says Rashi das bezdin. Ein lo av ve'im lo av ve'imoy have yosei leis gair. He has no father, and his mother is bringing him to be megair. It's interesting that there are other people who have different geres in the Rashi, but this is the Rashi befanei. He has no father, and his mother is bringing him to Mimagaya. We were Madaik in Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid seems to argue. Tosfos Rid says that it's talking about this Matzah Tinok Shenimtza Mushlach Oishashavu Yisrael Ktane Plishtim Bezdin Malin Oishavim Ki Yisrael L'chol Davar. Sounds like over there that Bezdin does it on their own initiative. It appears to be a machloikas over here between Rashi and Tosfos Rid. If Bezdin does it on their own initiative, Tosfos Rid says Bezdin can do it on their own. And Mashenkin and Rashi, someone has to be Toveya. Bezdin doesn't stam look for gerim. It's interesting because I found what seems to me to be a steer in the Tosfos Rid. Where is that? On Daf Mem Dalet, over there, on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Hagiyoyresh in his gaira bita ima v'zinsa arei b'chenek v'ein lo lo pesach v'esa'av v'lo me'asela. So over there, it says a gioris that her daughter was megar with her. So, and we're talking about pchusim v'bas gimel shanu v'yoy mechad. So over there, it says she gets chenek because we can assume she being she was megar before she was three. So when did the bia happen?
Afterwards.
So, but the lashon of the Mishnah is a gyorishin is gaira bita ima. In other words, the daughter was megara together with her mother. Why is it talking about daughter being megara together with her mother? So there's a tesis over there which a lot of people spoke about. But if you look at the tesis rid says shebifnei atzma ein la lektana das lehis gair. V'megdoilishin is gaira shuv eino besula. Says Tosfos Rid, why are we talking about Gyoshe Esgair Bita Ima? Because on her own, she doesn't have Dasli Esgair. She's not going to be Megair by herself. What's going on over here? But we said in our case, Tosfos Rid said that the case of Ger Katan is Matzatinach Mushlach. You don't need Dasli Esgair Ba'atzma. You don't need Dasli Esgair Ba'atzma. So it seems to me to be a steer in Tosfos Rid. Is the steer clear? Mayor, it's like pretty clear, right?
It's like more because our case is not just she's coming on her own, but even when Bezdin does it themselves, that are coming.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah, so you could have a Ger Katan who's Megayer without her mother. Bezdin finds her and is Megayer. Why not? Why does Tosfos Rid over there say?
Where's the other case?
Memdalet Amud Aleph. So I think Pashup Shad, perhaps the Pshad is as follows. Take a look at the Mishnah for a second. The Mishnah says, Hagiyarish in his gaira ima bita ima, vizinsa, aizu bechenek, her punishment is going to be chenek. Ve'ein la pesach beisa av v'lo me'asela. Ein la pesach beisa av means you don't have to, that the normal formality is when you kill a young girl, So the way you do it is you go Pesach Pesach Av. That's part of the procedure. You go by your father's, the entrance of your father's home. Over here we don't go by the entrance of the father's home. Now, Rabbi Isaac, if we're talking about a child that we found and on the side of the street, so why are we not going by the father's home? Because there is no father. We don't know who the father is. Or if it was a baby that was captured from the Plishtim, why don't we go back to the father's home? Because there is no father. So was steht in the Mishnah dorten? Miret doch wegen. We're talking about a ger katan that has a father. So maybe the pshat is as follows.
Which Mishnah?
The Mishnah Mem Dalet. The Mishnah Dalet says you don't go past Pesach Beis Aviyah. There is a Pesach Beis Aviyah. You don't go past it. So obviously this Ger Katan over here on Mem Dalet has a father. So therefore the Tosfos Rishon has to explain differently than by us. By us we say Ger Katan Matbilin Oisa Al Das Bezdin. He says there's no father. There's no father. There's no mother. We found a random child. Okay, their Bezdin can do it on their own initiative. But if there's a father, there is a Pesach Beis Aviyah. Their Bezdin doesn't just tear children away from their parents to be Megayer them. So why is she being Megayer? Must be. Someone's being Toivea over there that there should be a Geiris.
Maybe even more, we can't take the place of the father. Isn't Bezdin?
Yeah, okay, so that's what that has to do with if Bezdin can take the place of the father or not, something like that. Yeah. So therefore, says the Tosfos, says Tosfos right over there in Achanami, it has to be that Bezdin, that someone is bringing her Liz Geyer. Because over there we're talking about that there is a home. Okay. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It says in the Gemara, I mean, Gerkot Matbilin Oisel Das Bezdin. Rashi says Matbilin She'ein Lecha Ger Beloi Mila Utvila. There is no Ger that doesn't have Mila and Tvila. So the question is, why does it mention in the Gemara only Tvila? Why doesn't it mention Mila? So the Shita Mekubetzes brings numerous answers. One answer is because tefillah is something that works for all genders, for male and for female. Therefore, we mentioned tefillah, but enoch hanami. It's also true for the milo also. It's one answer. Another answer is because the tefillah is at the end. Tefillah has to happen at the end. A person who's mol velo tavel kilo lo mol. So the tefillah is the gemar. It's the end of the process. According to all these answers, it seems like you really taka need das bezdin for mila and for tefillah. Right, it's just that we only mention that one because that one is for some reason the highlight. That's what it sounds like from, and that's what the Shita is medayikin in Rashi, because Rashi says ein lachager beloy mila utvila. So why is Rashi mentioning the mila? It seems like you need al das bezdin for the mila and for the tvila. Yeah. However, the Shita brings a Rashba, brings another answer. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says that there's a difference between Tvila and Mila. There's a Chiddush, an extra Chiddush in Matbila and so, because by Tvila, by the Mila, I mean the Mila is still around afterwards, says the Rashba. The Mila is still there. Because the Mila is still there, therefore, Kishe Yingdal v'Yisratze v'Yeshna ba'olam b'shas. So therefore, it's not such a chiddush that you could do it. Al das bez na'avot tvi'la. The b'shait lohaya ben das b'shash nesrat ze'ena ba'olam. Maybe it doesn't work. Therefore, being mechadish, even matbilin oisoi al das bezdin. That's what the Rashba says. And the Rashba is a pella. The David Kviat and Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteiman, the Achronah has a question. What does that mean? The Mila is still around. Why? Because you could still tell that he was gemalt. Because he's still, because it's obvious that it's there. What would happen if the ger was still wet after he came out of the mikvah? So that's also still like you still have the drops of the mikvah still on his body, so that's also called it's still around. What does that mean? It's still around. Why? Because it left a visible impression on his body. That means that the mila is still around. The maisa mila you did when he was a katan. So now he's still as like there still is like an indication of the mila. Vosot is a shaychus, an indication of the mila. So says the Sukkas David that there's be'etzem two mitzvahs in mitzvahs milah. One mitzvah is the ma'isa milah. The other mitzvah is the being gemalt is itself a mitzvah. The etzem, this that he is gemalt, is itself. It's not the pshat that there's that we have an indication that he did the bris milah. The bris milah is keseder a mitzvah, keseder a mitzvah. The Achronim bring a raya from David HaMelech. It says David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz. David HaMelech was very upset in the Beis HaMerchatz. He can't do any mitzvahs. Can't be Mahara B'Torah. David HaMelech, we know, is Mahara B'Torah. He was always learning. In the Beis HaMerchatz, he's not allowed to learn, so he was very, like, he felt Arum in a mitzvahs until he remembered the Bris Milah. What does it mean, the Bris Milah? He got the Bris Milah when he was 8 days old. Elamai, the Pshat is David HaMelech is saying that the Bris Milah is Keseder, a mitzvah that he's being Mekayim. Kol Rega V'Rega is being Mekayim, that mitzvah.
He had that
so therefore, what?
He had it when he was 8 years old.
Ain't a Hanami. But he's now feeling like empty of mitzvahs
right
at this moment.
Because right over here, we would say that David didn't have it 8 years old.
What?
It's not a right over here.
What do you mean? We're showing that to still have a Bris Milah is still a mitzvah. Showing that from David HaMelech. I have a Bris Milah.
But David HaMelech had it when he was 8 years old. This kid
so this kid also gets it when he's 8 years old. We're saying he got it when he's 8 or whatever, he's a get cotton. And it's still, the mitzvah is still here. What do you mean the mitzvah is still here? Because you have a roshim of the mitzvah? No. The kiyum mitzvah is being mamshech. The mitzvah is not just the ma'isa milah, it's to zayn mohol. It's to remain mohol is the mitzvah. Ma'ashem by tefillah. Tefillah is the ma'isa mitzvah. It's a one-time mitzvah. Even if you're still wet, that's not going to be like there's no mitzvah to be getoivelt. It's the ma'isa.
What? What if the meal wasn't done?
No, Enachanami. If the meal was not mekdusha, then it's not ma'isa milah. That's not mol. No, mol not is that he has his milah. Why is the Shita Mekubetzes himself says a little bit differently. The Shita Mekubetzes himself says that maybe it's different mila and tefillah for a different reason. Because really, mila is not a schus gomor. Mila, there's tsar when it comes to mila, and therefore mila has also an element that's not a schus. That's why, according to some, we don't say shachianu by the bris mila, because this tsar di yanuka. So therefore, it's not like a complete schus. Therefore, in Achanami, says the Shita Mekubetzes, it's not being done al das bezdin in the Milo. Oh, he's going a whole different. He's saying now Milo is not being done al das bezdin. Lo shayach pelamei al das bezdin. But once it's already gemalt, then the tvila can be done al das bezdin. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes says. So come to chayis that the mila doesn't have to be al das bezdin. So who has das for the mila? So says Rav David Kviat Zukas David that yivais to chayis. The Chassam Sofer says that the person that gets mild doesn't need das for his mila. You know, every child that gets mild at 8 days old doesn't have das for his mila. So you see, the nimol doesn't ever need das for the Mila. If that's true, over here also, you don't need al das bezdin kilu zachal alam shleba fun of I'm going to have das for you. You don't need das for Mila. You need das for Tvila. You don't need das for Mila. This is L'chayra, the Tosis Rid. L'chayra says Mefurish, not like this. Because the Tosis Rid says, Ger Katan, he says, it's Malin Oisai, Vehem Kisro L'chol Davar. So he sees that Matbilon Oisai Das Bezdin is Malon Oisai, a chelik of the other Shita also, the other Rishayim seem to say that Matbilon Oisai and Malon Oisai Al Das Bezdin, they both have to be Al Das Bezdin. But over here the Shita is saying, no, only me. Al Kopanim, Rabbi Oisai, I want to bring out one thing. This entire discussion, the whole time, what we're talking about is, why does it say Matbilon Oisai Das Bezdin and doesn't say also Malon Oisai? I have a different question. The Rishayim don't even ask. It should say... What? That's the third one. We're gonna get to that. I should have asked that already. You're right, but you should have asked Megayirin Oisai Al Das Bezdin. Why does it say Malin Matbilin? Why are you talking about the different parts of the procedure? The vart is we're doing a Gerus Al Das Bezdin.
You don't need a Das Bezdin to do Gerus.
What does that mean?
you need Bezdin to make you a ger, but you need the coming to ger is yours.
So this is going back to what we said before, that if you understand that the Aldas Bezdin is in the Maisa of the Gerus, so the whole discussion is, let's talk about the Maisa Gerus. The Maisa Gerus is the Mila, the Maisa Gerus is the Tefillah. Zevi brought up Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, which maybe we'll speak about in a minute, but the whole discussion is the Maisa Gerus. The Chalois Gerus, Megayron Isai, is always Al P Bezdin, but it's not Al Das Bezdin. It's not that Bezdin has to give him the Das. Bezdin decides when he's a ger or not a ger. He doesn't decide if he's a ger. He comes and says, I like to be a ger. He does everything that has to be done, and then Bezdin is Mekabel as a ger. So therefore, the whole discussion is only, perhaps, Klape the Maisa Geris. So basically, what we're saying is controversial. There are people that say that he's a chelik of the Chalois Geris. I'm not so convinced. Chveznish Ulai Lule de Mistafina. Perhaps we could suggest his whole, this ger does one thing. He does the Maisa Geris. Bezdin are the ones that are going to do the Chalois Geris. So therefore, when Bezdin is doing for him, what are they doing for him? Maisa Geris. Matbilan Oisoi. Malan Oisoi. That's the discussion of doing all those things for him. But the Geris, like the Chalois Geris, perhaps there's no discussion about that. What Zevi brought up is, what about Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? That's a big discussion over here. Is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs Bechlal Me'akev? That's what the Shita Mekubetzis brings down. The Ritva says, that he should know Kalas v'chamuras is not ma'akif. I don't know if he means all Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is not ma'akif. I don't know. He says Kalas v'chamuras. You have to tell him, like, the heavy averis, the light averis, maybe that's not ma'akif. I don't know. Not sure. The Shita Yishana says that the whole Kabbalah maybe is not ma'akif over here because it's loy efshar. I don't know what you have to know what the Shita means. He's nogo b'yayin, he's not yayin nesach. So, what do you mean? It's not efshur, it's not. The Kabbalah is only hanimin hecha de efshur. Cotton delay efshur, so then he's a yid. What does it mean? Hanimin nogo b'yayin. What exactly is.
What does it mean? It's not efshur?
Cotton can't be makabo because not old enough to be makabo.
That's the only nafkamina that he had for Israel is the yayin.
For today, but there's going to be a huge nafkamina for when he's older.
Yeah, but now.
So you're saying that there's going to be a Kabbalah Sol Machos later. Only right now he doesn't need one. So later he needs one. So what's it? Nogeya Nafkamina, but Nogeya to now? But again, a Nogo Bayayin Kasha.
So when he is Moicha, when he rebels, maybe the wine that he touched when he.
That was to see the Mafreya if it's going to become Yayin Nesach. That was. Okay, Rabbi. So let me get invited. Zok Toysvis, Rabbi Zay Toysvis is somewhat of a Zaitig Noise. I'd like to get through the Toysvis before we get into the real the difficulty in the Sugya is Shitas Rashi. But Toysvis is really, this is a universal Toysvis which speaks about this whole idea of Zochin. Says Toysvis, Matbilan Ose Adas Bezdin, the Schumishum, the Schusu, Tema, the Zchia Have Mitam Shlichus. So Toysvis, first of all, is giving us an assumption, a Hanocha, Zchia Mitam Shlichus. The kivan deschusulo anansadi David le shliach. Toysvis says, being that it's a schus for him anansadi, he makes him a shliach. Kiremuchach meperakama deba metzia. Toysvis doesn't just make that assumption; he's got backup. He says, I have a gemara in bab metzia which says, gabi chotzer mishum yadis rabbi velo gar mishlichus. Gemara says as follows: a chotzer can work for many different things. It can work to be makabel a get. It can work for a metzia. So be zeichin a metzia and other things. So says the Gemara there as follows: when you're coming to be makabel a get, it only works if you're standing next to the chatzar, because then it's like your yad. But if you're not standing next to the chatzar, it's not going to work. Why not? Because does an isha want to get?
No.
Possibly not. Okay, so what's the problem with using a chatzar? Oh, because chatzar is mishum shlichus. And zachin ladam shalom b'fanav ain't chavin ladam shalom b'fanav. Wait, hold on a second. You're talking about shlichus, you're talking about zachin. Which one are you talking about? Chatzar mishum yad yitzrayv v'lagar mishlichus. And you're telling me it doesn't work when you're not there because zachin ladam shalom. So is it zchiyah or is it shlichus? What does Tosfos see from that Gemara? Zchiyah is shlichus. It seems to be a black and white Gemara, Tosfos says. So now that I've proven to you that zchiyah works mitam shlichus, you're telling me over here that the way that ger katan works is zochin la'adam shaloi befanav, I've got a problem, because ain shlichus lekatan. Says Toisvis, Imkein, Hech, Zachin Lekotan, Haloi Ein Shlichus Lekotan, Kiramina Bezu Neshech. Okay, everybody, so we're going to get to this Toisvis. I want to go to try to go through all the different steps of Toisvis, but let's go slowly. First, as follows. Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus. So how does this work? Says Toisvis, Anan Sadi, De Ovid Le Shliach. It's an ansad. It's like we're Edom that made him to a shliach. So Tosfos holds schiz mitam shlichus. You should know there are rishonim that argue on Tosfos. There are certain things that schiz not mitam shlichus. Schiz is his own thing. It's its own thing. Where is schiz learned from? A special gzeres akosif. There's a pasuk that says there's a concept called zachen l'adam shloi b'fanav. Once you say that, the entire Tosfos is knocked off. Nothing to a shlichus. Leave me alone. Schiz works. Gzeres akosif that there's a concept called schiz. But Tosfos is not going that way. What?
She's also saying shlichus.
We're going to see Rashi also is going to say shlichus. Good. But Tosfos seems to say no. Tosfos says shchiyah is mitam shlichus. He seems to have a raya from a Gemara. But therefore Tosfos says that shchiyah, how could shchiyah, not only that, but Tosfos is mevor in Kedushin daf mem beis that shchiyah doesn't have its own gzeres hakosef. Shchiyah is a svara. What's the svara?
Shlichus.
Shlichus as a pasuk, and Zechiah is just another form of Shlichus. How does it work? Anan Sadi da Ovid le Shliach. Comes along the Ktois Achoishen, and Ktois as a kasha on Tosfos. Ask the Ktois. Okay. Zechiah works mitam Shlichus, fine. But I got an issue, which is we have a machloikis in Bab Metzia. In the beginning of the second parak, if yish shaloi midas have a yish or loy have a yish, does yish shaloi midas work or not? What's the machlekes? Person doesn't have an active das. He's not thinking something, but we know what he would think if he would, you know about the circumstance. So it's machlekes Rav and Abaye. How do we paskin yish shaloi midas loy have a yish? Which means we can't take a theoretical das and act on it. So over here, does this ger katan have das? There's no das. So how do you say anan sadi de avid le shliach? There's no das here to use. It's a theoretical das. It's a hypothetical das. You're right. He would have das if he would know about it, but he doesn't know. So how does this work? This is the question of the Ketzoy Sachosh. Rabbi say it's also akasha l'chayra on Rashi, because Rashi also, when he brings the concept of Zochen, also brings Shlichus. What does Rashi bring Shlichus, Eliezer? Rashi also mentions Shliach over here. So Chori could be a kasha also on Rashi. However, if you go through the Sugin Kedushin, the Gemara Kedushin seems to be bringing a pasuk for Zchiyah. The Gemara Daf Mem Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, seems to be bringing a pasuk for Zchiyah. The Shaila is, after the dust settles, the Gemara Daf Mem Beis, is there a Xeris a custom for Zchiyah or not? Rashi seems to say Lamaskana there is a Xeris a custom. Tosfos seems to say the maskana there's no gzeres akosim. So according to Rashi, it's not so bad. Maybe zchiyas. What does the word mitam shlichus mean?
Same
thing as shlichus, but is it a regular shlichus? No. Where's it learned from?
Gzeres akosim.
Okay. You don't have your kashas on me necessarily. You know that it doesn't work like regular shlichus. It's mitam shlichus. But Tosfos that says there's no gzeres akosim. Tosfos learns mitam shlichus means this is a regular shlichus, just like all other shlichus. So what's going on over here? The ma'is the machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. L'chayra is azeh. L'chayra is azeh. If you listen to Rashi on Daf in Metzia on Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph, Rashi says very similar to Tosfos, and he says Gabe Matanas Chusuloi Zachlam Shlo Bafanav Shloi Midaitoi. The Anan Sadi, the Nichale, the Teshetehei Shluchai. Mamish, so similar to Tosfos. Anan Sahadi, same lashon as Tosfos. Tosfos is Anan Sahadi, the Ovid Le Shliach. Says Rashi in Bab Metzia Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Anan Sadi, the Nichale, Shetehei Shluchai. Very similar. It's just interesting. Rashi's coming out that it's learned from Exeris HaKosev. Toisa says it's a regular svara. What's the difference? Listen to the nuance, Rabbi say. Rashi says an ansadi dinichle shetehei shluchoi. Taich, please. Can someone taich? He should be shetehei shluchoi.
Later on.
He should be a shliach. What does Toisa say? An ansadi d'ovid le shliach. He would make a shliach. So according to Tosis, the Anan Sadi is, it's like we know for sure, he would make him into a shliach. So therefore, says Tosis, you made him a shliach. Ovidle shliach. It's like this, you made him into a shliach. So you made him into a shliach. How does this work? Regular shlichus, says Tosis. Rashi is very careful with his words. Anan Sadi dinichale shetehe shluchoy. I'm happy if you are my shliach. Did he make him a shliach? No. I'm happy if you are shetehei shluchoi. How did he become a shliach? According to Tosis, you made him a shliach. We ask the question, what do you mean? Yishalom midas lav yish? We'll get back to that. But according to Rashi, we're not saying that you made him into a shliach. We're saying, anan tzadeh shetehavei shluchoi, shetehei shluchoi. Says Rashi, Xeris HaKosev, the Torah made him into a shliach. The Torah made him a shliach. Okay, it's Xeris HaKosev. That's fine, shetehei shluchoi. But I have anan tzadeh that I want the Torah to make him into a shliach. I want him to be a shliach.
Shliach on the das?
Well, over by us? That we'll see. That we'll have to see what's the shlichus. That we'll have to see. Over there, we're talking about regular zochus shlo b'funim. We're not talking about that yet. Leave that alone. Leave that alone for now. Leave that alone for now. Akoponim, Rabbi said. The question is, so according to Tosfos, how does this work? According to Rashi, it's a special Xeris HaKosev. Fine, Xeris HaKosev. And that's the Shetehei Shluchai. According to Rashi, and that's according to Tosfos, and that's the Ovid Lei Shliach. So, how does that work? Without Xeris HaKosev, Yish Lomidas, Lo Aviyish. So I'd like to say a vort that I heard from Rav Goyen Ramirez Stern, Shlita, the Rashiva of Pesach, and he said the following thing. He said, if you look in Rashi over there, on Yishlomidas, Rashi says, Yishlomidas tafchof alfa mebeis, dover shestomo yish, kishi yoda shenofo mimeno. What does it mean, dover shestomo yish? What does it mean, dover shestomo yish?
The stam of that thing.
So how would you say it in English, the stam of that thing? Anyone?
Normal.
The norm. It's the norm. That's the stamus. That's the norm. Dovash stomo yish. What is yish lomidas? What's the case of yish lomidas?
You don't know he lost it.
He doesn't know he lost it, but if he would find out,
Most people would be miyayish.
What about, that's the machlokas abayin rova, yish lomidas. What about if you have something which absolutely, positively, for certain that he's going to have a specific das? It's not a dover shestomoy. It's anan sahadi. What does anan sahadi mean?
We know.
We are witnesses. We know for sure there's no shadow of a doubt at all that this is true. Then maybe everyone agrees over there that it's as if he has his das. And the Rameh Stern brought this in Bamatzi, didn't bring this over here. Over there in Bamatzi is an interesting Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan says, what happens if a person loses an object in Zuto Shel Yam? It gets swept away in the sea. Gets swept away in the sea, you could keep it. Why?
Because there's no
way. So says Rabbeinu Chanan, because over there everyone's Miayish. Frechter Meir Stern, what do you mean? But we pass Yish Lomidas, Lo Aviyish. So over there, it's Vadai Miyayish. Where is Dover Shestomo Yish? So maybe Enochan Yish Lomidas, Lo Aviyish. Where it's Vadai Miyayish. Over there, so Tosfos is saying, Anan Sahadi, Dover Leishlech is the Pshat. We have your Das here right now. Because it's beyond a shadow of a doubt, you definitely have this Das. We could use that Das. The Choyra, this is going to be Pshat and Tosfos. The Mela, Tosfos is Akasha. So Schia is 100% Shlichus. Nothing more, nothing less. All we need is an Anan Tzadi that you're making him a Shliach. But who's making the Shliach? The Cotton's making the Shliach. How could a Cotton make a Shliach? Ain't Shlichus the Cotton? That's Tosfos' first question. Get Armina Bezu Neshach. The comes along, and he says, not only is he a katan, but he's also a guy. So he's got two strikes against him. And a guy doesn't even have schil midirabanan. A guy is like mamish, like totally out of the picture. Now, I just want to make a small diak. It's really not mine. It's really Chaim David Pereira was making this diak when we were learning. He said the following thing. He said, look. He said, why doesn't Tosfos address the fact that by a katan, there's schil midirabanan? Tosfos just says, katan ain loy shlichus. What do you mean? The Gemara says it works derabanan. Tosfos is about to bring that Gemara. Tosfos asks the kasha as if katan no shlichus. Maybe Tosfos was like not willing to recognize the derabanan element. That could be. I don't know. It's possible. But Tosfos doesn't even like. And then the very next Gemara Tosfos says, and by Ovi Kechavim, the Gemara says katan has midirabanan. I mean, katan doesn't have it all. So why didn't Tosfos? It's like there's something missing here in the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos should have said that when he asked the kasha, it's muchach in the Gemara katan doesn't have shlichus midyoy raisa. Why didn't he say that? The Gemara says it has midirabanan, so he should have asked his kasha. Ain't shlichus lekatan midyar rice, so can I mean mezur neshech? And he just said, and a guy doesn't even have a midirabanan. He left it out. There's something missing over there. So perhaps the pshat we could say is as follows: why the chacham came along and they gave schiyah to a katan midirabanan? Why did they do that? Why did the chacham give schiyah to a katan midirabanan? What was the reason for that? Why didn't they just leave it alone? D'oraisa, he doesn't have schia. So comes the Chacham and they say, midrabanan, we want to give him schia. What's the reason? If you look in Rashi, the Rashi is meduyik. The reason is because someone wants to give something to a katan. If we don't give him schia midrabanan, he's going to lose out. Poor kid, this is a kid. He's got like, you know, he's in a bad situation. And if someone wants to now benefit him, give him something. So we're going to make schia midrabanan in order that he should be able to, like, that he shouldn't lose this. It's an opportunity. Someone sees like a poor, you know, orphan and he wants to make a collection. Here, you'll be zecher for the cotton. If we don't allow schia to work, he's going to lose it. That's the reason. That was the siba of the takon of the chachamim. So Rabbi Yisai, that makes sense when you're talking about there's an opportunity that is going to pass. But this cotton, when he turns 13, can he be Megayer if he wants to be Megayer? Of course he could. Same way with Megayer when he's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The opportunity is not going away. The opportunity is still going to be there when he's 13. Okay. So therefore, the tzima of the takana, when he is that age, is not going to apply to a gerus. It applies to when a person wants to give him matana. They won't apply. Elamai, we're afraid he's going to be toim tam chet. So we have to just make sure he's not toim tam chet. But that's not a reason why that he be'etzem has the opportunity also to be a guy when he becomes a gadol.
What about the 8 years in between?
The whole reason we made the takana is only for matana. So for matanas, we'll say zachin. But mechatesi, we're going to say zachin over here by midrabanan. Therefore, Tosa says there's no kon ein loy schia bechlal, zero zilch menageda de milo, nothing. We'll see what Tosa's teretz is. Tosa's answers and says Tosa's minyalari de hachanami de zachin loy midrabanan. Get arminon awesome. Over here also a zachin midrabanan. What's the reason? Either the Sivas HaTakana doesn't exist. So something that we've said many times, that there's two different things in every Takana's Dirabanan. There's the Sivas HaTakana and there's the Gedra of the Takana. The Chachamim wanted a cotton to be able to be Zaychen a Matana. So what did the Chachamim say? Cotton, it's Leischia. Now it doesn't make a difference anymore if this particular thing is being Zaychen is necessary or not necessary. The Gedra of the Takana's Chachamim is that cotton is Leischia Midirabanan. Venirali da hachanami zachanoi midrabanon. Kiramin and hasam. The cotton is leschia midrabanon. Okay, but now this is in a quandary because that only works for the fact that he's a cotton. What about the fact that we're dealing with a guy over here, Vafagav, the Kati Ovikuchavim, who, and the Gemara says over there, does not have schia midrabanon. Ha Asi lechlal shlichus says Tosis. Well, let's look at the reason why a guy doesn't have it, because a guy is not asi lechlal shlichus. A guy doesn't become a shliach, but doesn't ever get into the parasha of shlichus. But this guy who is going to be megayer is not remaining a guy, so he is going to be asi lechlal shlichus. He is going to eventually mature into that. Therefore, we can give him shchiyah also midrabanan. That's what Tosis says in his first teretz. Then Tosis says a second teretz. It seems like Tosis is not so happy with his first teretz. Why is that? The Ram Shif says the following reason. What does a katan have to do in order to become a gadol?
Nothing.
Breathe. That's it. It happens automatically. In other words, the shlichus is already inside of him. Could be it's premature and it can't access it. But the chacham, all they had to do is they had to activate the shlichus prematurely. But a ger, that's megayer, it's not the pshat that he's going to get it. He has to do something to change who he is to become shayach the shlichus. So you can't activate something that exists, that doesn't exist. I have to do something to get it. So therefore, it's not so simple to make that comparison. Okay, Tosis went off on a limb and said that. Inami says there's another teretz. Says Tosfos, Kivan de Bahach Schia Nasi Yisrael, Havalek Yisrael, Gomer Linyan Schia. Says Tosfos, different teretz. He says this child, with this Maisa Geirus, he's going to become a Yisrael. So do we look at him as a Yisrael, or do we look at him as a Goy? Because with this Maisa, he's going to become a Yisrael. We don him already now as a Yisrael. What's the difference between the first teretz and the second teretz? According to the first teretz of Tosfos, how many components of this Zechiyah are midrabanan? Two. The fact that he's a katan, and the fact that he's a guy. He's going to become a gadol, so yesh lo schi midrabanan, and he's going to become a Yisrael, so yesh lo schi midrabanan. But now you have two different reasons why this shlich is only midrabanan. This is the first teretz of Tosfos. According to the second teretz of Tosfos, how many components of this shlich are only midrabanan? Only one. Mitzad the fact that he's a katan, so even after the tefillah, he remains a katan. But mitzad the fact that he's a goy, being that with the tefillah he becomes a Yisrael, so this tefillah is a tefillah of Yisrael. This shlichus, this schiyah is the schiyah of Yisrael. We're chashvina like Yisrael already now. Mitzad them, it's already, that's the shlichus diraisa. But he's a katan, ain't a chanami. So mitzad the fact that he's a katan, it's only midrabanan, but there's only one thing that makes it derabanan. So therefore it's considered in, from this perspective, the Araisa. Vim Toima Frektoisus. Hey Chavagir Midrabanan Mashrin and Lababas Yisrael, Mikadush of Kedushin, Amanatara, Ivikochavim who Toisus Frek now two kashas. Shtaim Shainachas says Toisus, hold on a second. You're telling me this entire gear is only Midrabanan? So how can you take this ger and allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael and Kiddush of Kiddushin? First of all, the Bas Yisrael, she's living with a guy. How do you allow that to happen? Second of all, you're saying it's Kiddush and Kiddushin. What happens if she lives with this husband and then she's Mizana with someone? What are we going to do? If she would be Mizana?
They would have killed her.
Kill her. Kill the man. What's going on over here? But she's not really married. It's only midrabanan. So how do you say, first of all, how do you allow her to live with him? Second of all, how do you say kedusha of kedushin?
Why does it say Sharina Malay, not Sharina Malay? Why are we allowing it for him? What's his
issue? Okay, I don't know. It's a good deal. The kedusha of kedushin. Haminat Torah avikuchavim hu. Says Tosis, we hold, our Gemara is holding that Yeshkoch be'al Chacham, the Chacham can be Oikar Dovim min HaTorah, Bekum Va'asei. Which means that over here, even though the Torah is telling you, you can now live with a goy, you can now kill someone that's not really Chayiv Misa, the Torah can say, yes, we're doing that. We're doing this. We don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that the Torah can do that. Then someone can come along and say, okay, you know what? The Chacham decided you could eat treif. Chacham don't do that. They can't do that. The only time the Chacham can in any way interrupt something diraisa is b'shev ve'al tasa. For example, they could say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Don't Shek lulav on Shabbos. There the Torah just says, withhold. Shev al tase. Don't do anything. The Torah kilo tied your hands behind your back, and you're an oinus. You were mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, you didn't go directly against the Torah. Says Tosfos, this Gemara holds that yeshkoch b'chom l'akadom al Torah b'shev al tase. What Tosfos is doing is Tosfos is marginalizing our Gemara, saying our Gemara is shaloi aliba de hilchasa. We don't pasken like this Gemara. You understand what Tosfos feels so up in the corner? He's up against the ropes. He feels like he has no choice. He has to say our Gemara shaloi aliba de hilchasa. Very not gishmak. Tosfos has no choice. So how does it work? Because Yesh Koch Ben Chachom Lakertov Ben HaTorah. So everybody say, what did the Chachomim say? The Chom came in Oikir Dov Ben HaTorah. What did the Chachomim say? They came in and they said something. They said,
this guy's a Jew.
What?
You could have Shlichus.
You could have Shlichus. Kiddush of Kiddushin. So I have basically two different stadim. Did the Chacham come along and say Kiddush of Kiddushin? And did the Chacham come along and say that he's Mutter Bas Yisrael? Or did the Chacham come along and say he's a Yid? Once he's a Yid, Memela Kiddush of Kiddushin, and he's going to Mutter Bas Yisrael and all those other things. But the Chacham were only Oiker one thing. They said, you think that really Geirus needs Das? Over here, you could do the Geirus without his Das. It's Shliach, and without his Das. The Chacham were Oiker that din. The Chayra, that's the way it's mashma in the Gemara in Tosis, because Tosis then says, V'chiparach maiko mashmalon, where the Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush? Having matzil shnuyah kamashmal yishkoch berchom nakadov min haTorah. The Kumeh say, that could be the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rav Huna says, ger kot matbilin oy soyal das bezdin. The Chiddush of ger kot matbilin is, says, that yishkoch berchom nakadov min haTorah, no, it's thus licked in ger kot matbilin oy soyal das bezdin. That even though there's no das here, but we're going to give the das. So there, already then, you're oiker davar min haTorah. When Bezdin said that, that moment, not when you do the kedushin, not when you're sharing an eishes ish, at that moment already, says Tosfos, there's a chiddush here right now that you're oiker davar min haTorah. Because what did Chacham do? They said, you think he's not a ger, he's a ger. Now he's a ger, it's nageya to an entire gamut and range of different things. Says Tosfos, you could have said that. Choda mitarti time inoket. We brought one of the two reasons in Chanam. It's also a chiddush in Rav Huna, but we brought the first chiddush. The chiddush is over here. It's a schus. If it's not a schus, they're not even going to think about doing it. There's not going to be any concept of zachen over here. And also, that's zachen is a chiddush in the sugya of gerus. The concept of yeshkoch berchom akadom and a Torah is just a chiddush that you could bring out anywhere you want to bring it out, in Shabbos, in Sukkah, anywhere. The idea. The localized chiddush in ger katan is the fact that it's considered schusu. That's why we chose that one. Tosfos says a kasha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings a pasuk. The pasuk by Gezel Ager says, "Im yesh le'ish goyel." And the Gemara darshins only an ish. You have to look if he has a goyel, but not by a katan. Which means that the Torah is addressing the fact that there's something called Gezel Ager of a katan. Which means there's something called ger katan in the Torah. How could that be? If you just told me it's midrabanan, yesh koch be'archom la'kadov min haTorah, but you tell me it's not in the Torah. So how do you have Gezel Ager in the Torah? The Torah is addressing that there's such a thing as a Ger Katan. Ish ata tzorach lachzer acharav. Im yesh l'goy alav a katan yet tzorach lachzer acharav. So how do you have that? It says, Tosfos mishkachas lo Ger Katan min haTorah b'me'uberes shenis gayra. Okay. Our Gemara of Huna is talking about a Ger Katan who he's being megayer how? On his own. His mother's bringing him, whatever. But the Gemara over there is talking about Me'uberes Shenis Gaira, a different story. In Ochanami, the only way we can have a Geiris in our Gemara is if there's Yeshkoch Be'alchom Lakadom and HaTorah. Over there, it's a different type of Geiris. It's a Geiris that Ima Shenis Gaira, Me'uberes Shenis Gaira with her mother. Can I mean a Perek Ha'aral? Ivenis Kechavim Me'uberes Shenis Gaira B'noin Tzorach Tvila. Vavi Ger Min HaTorah D'Yisrael Gomeru. The Islay Mama and Minatayra could go and she's Imav. Viat the Turk Lachsa Alav. So he has money because he's Yorish's mother, and you don't have to be Chayzer Achav She'ein Lo Yorishim She'ein Amoylid V'Achav Min Ha'Eim and Yorishin Oisai. So therefore, Tosis arranges that you have such a case of Girka. So, comes along Reb Kiva Eger. Gideg asks the following question. How does this whole thing work? A ger that his mother is Megayer and he doesn't need Tvila. How does that work? So the Maisa, there's a big machloikas, it's very nagay and chulin, called Uber Yerech Imoy or Uber Lav Yerech Imoy. Is the Uber considered to be an extension of the mother, or is the Uber not an extension of the mother? Now, and a child is not necessarily called Dabar Sheba Olam once the mother is already showing the child. That's a good ha'ara, but I think that it's already considered a Dabar Sheba Olam. So we're talking about a child that's already a developed child. So says Rabbi Kiveger, I understand Taisvis. If you say Uber Yerech Imoy, Uber is an extension of the mother, so then there's one Tvila of the mother, and that's a Tvila of the mother, so then the child is a Ger. How is the child a Ger? Because the child is like a part of the mother. The mother is a Megayer. Whose Das do you use?
Mom.
Mom's Das. How could you use the Mom Das for the child? Child is part of the mother. Do you use the mother's das for her arm? You do. Why? Because that's part of her. So Uber Yerech Imoy, so therefore works. But if you use, say, Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, Frechter Bekiva Eger, so then, how does it work? Well, so the Gemara says so that the tefillah works, but it works because the mother is just considered to be a very large fetal sac. Right? In other words, that's a fetal sac, so that's not considered to be a chatzitza. So therefore, it's not a chatzitza, but where's the das? Where's the das? As I fracked Kiva Eger and he blibes tzorachi in God, Hashem Yor Einai, don't know. Kiva Eger says. So Lamaisa, the Ritva says, Enachanami, Toysvis is only going according to the Manda Amar, Uber, Yerachimo. It's that simple. The problem is the Tosfos Rosh says he's meduyik, kamat mefurish, it's also going according to the Manda Amar that holds, Uber, Lav Yerachim. So what's Pshat and Tosfos Tzorachin? I'd like to suggest perhaps as follows. Perhaps. I could say like something we're going to say just a small knitch. Maybe we could say like this. This that you need the Das, and therefore we're going to need the Din Zochen and all that stuff. And it's not going to work Midiraisa because Zochen doesn't work Midiraisa. Mitim Shlichos won't work. That's all in order to make a Maisa for a Katan. Why? You have a cotton, and you want to be toivel the cotton. Matbil no sadas bezdin. So therefore, we're going to try to do the maisa for the cotton. But what happens if someone is already doing a maisa for themselves, and they can define this maisa as a maisa tvila because they're being toivel for themselves? Now bivas achas, as they're toivel for themselves, they're also being toivel for the cotton. Usually you can't do that, because if we're both tevil at the same time, then we're both being tevil. It's two different tevilas. But even if we say uber lav yerech imoy, but the maisa tevila is one maisa tevila that's going to work sigh for the mother and sigh for the uber, because only one tevila. That tevila, the mother can be kaiveya as a maisa tevila's geirus, because she's being tevil for her own geirus. So this maisa is a maisa tevila's geirus. So you don't need the das of bezdin. You don't mean my bilanos out das bezdin bechlal. Why? Because she's now being tevil herself, and she's being kaiveya. This is a maisa tevila's geirus. Once this is a maisa tevila's geirus, all we need is bezdin to be mekabel the child as a geir. That's for the chalois and a chanami. We don't need the das of the ger to do the chalois. When do we need the das of the ger? When we do for the maisa. But over here, the maisa is keilu already being nikva as a maisa geris, because the mother's the one doing the maisa. Usually, we're doing a maisa to a cotton. It's the cotton's maisa, but we're doing it for him. Therefore, matbilan also a das bezin. Bezin has to have the das to make this maisa into a maisa geris. But over here, this maisa is being done, and it's already defined as a maisa geris, because the mother's doing the maisa. She's being Megayer herself.
It's her das.
It's her das on her maisa. In other words, as follows: what would be if the mother would say, "Listen, I want to be Megayer for my baby. I'm not being Megayer." I'm not being Megayer. I'm going to be Toivo for the baby. Listen, we have case of mother bring the children to be Megayer when they're alive, so I can mother bring children alive when the body's alive. I'm going to Toivo for my baby. Why my baby's still in my stomach? Is that going to work? I'd like to suggest no. That won't work. Why not? Because now it's only a Maisa Tefillah for the baby. You can't make a Maisa Tefillah for the baby into a Maisa Geiris. But now that she's being Tevil for herself, so the definition of the Maisa is already a Maisa Geiris. It's one Maisa Geiris working for two people. So we can be Kaveir the Maisa Geiris as a Maisa Geiris of Yadus. Why? Because I'm doing this Maisa. Usually, every person does their own Maisa. But over here, because the child is inside the mother, even if Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, Uber, it's still one Maisa Tevila, therefore I can be Kaveir this as a Maisa Geiris.
When's the Chalos for the kid, though? Should it... The chalosh of the kid shouldn't be till after he's born. It doesn't help that the
why not?
Gets...
Why not?
Because the chalosh doesn't happen with the mother. Only the maisa tefila happens.
Bezdin has to, whenever Bezdin decides to be makava the geiris.
But the kid's not born yet.
He's still not called, that's basically Yeshua's kash. It's called the Darvish of Baloilam. It's considered as if he's already born. So, I don't know, maybe you need the geiris, maybe it's only chal when he's born. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. This can sign.
You start to print an animal with a baby on the shechita.
Correct.
Maybe it is Yerachimah.
That's part of the machloekis there. That's where it's in Nogay and Chulin. If Uber Yerachimah or not, by Ben Pakua. I wish let's go fight there. That's a good question. Yeah, very possibly, yes. That's also not Midin Zachen.
It's a shame, yeah.
It's not. We have to see how Moicha works. Okay. By Aviv also could be Moicha, even though it's not Zachen.
She's a girl, she's also a Kayan.
Yeah, she's a girl. Zach the Gavin Taisis weiter. Ulafis, Varm der Garcinon, Bibaba Metzia. Schia Mia Isla, Velogoris Midra Bonon, Nicha. The Matzi Lameimar, the Islay Schia min HaTorah. There's another Gears in the Gemara over there. The whole time we're working with the premise that the whole din of Schia by Katan is Darabanan. But it could be it's Dioraisa. Different Gears in the Gemara. So Toises now is backtracking from everything he said. He doesn't seem to be so fond of this Gearsa, but Toises says there's such a Gearsa. The feast svarim de garcina babam metzia zchia mia isla v'lo goris midrabanan. So then it's nicha. Why? The matzila meimer isla zchia min atayra. V'oivi kuchavim katan kivin de balis gar chashvina loki Yisrael katan. Tais says, what about the oivi kuchavim problem? Says Tais says, oh, that's not a problem because we're chashvina loki Yisrael katan. It sounds to me like Tais is now focusing on his second answer he gave before. I don't want to go into that now because we're late on time, but you have to figure out what's the reason. First answer seems is not adequate. V'yavagav de schiav mitam shlichos. So hold on, it doesn't make any sense. Tais says, schiav mitam shlichos. Kon elo shlichos. How could it be mindy oraisa? Says Tosfos, Hani mili b'dovah sheish lo k'tzas choyva. Going to the half is true masoi. The shema hayyoritz el apoytre b'chita achas. Oy shema hayyoritz el hadif. Aval hachas shuschus gomer hu lo yesh lo shlichus. Says Tosfos, to be a yid is a shuschus gomer. There's absolutely no drawbacks at all. So therefore, that shchia, that shlichus is going to work. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in that? Dachzor le pshat is as follows. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's the din that cotton ain't lo shlichus? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not that Peshat HaKotten can't have a shliach. Why can't a Kotten have a shliach? What's the din Kotten in English shlichus? A Kotten can't make a shliach. So says Toisvis. Says Toisvis. When is there a problem of Kotten making a shliach? Is if we're not sure if we really want the shlichus or not. It's k'tzas choyva b'dover. There's goods and there's bad. So therefore, does this Kotten want to make the shliach? I don't know. We need the Kotten's das for the minu shlichus. But if you don't need the Kotten's das for the minu shlichus, because it's a schus gomer, there's no reason in the world why you don't want it. So then a Kotten levana can have a shliach. And that's the Chor Pshan Rashi also. We said Rashi learned Schia is not exactly Shlichas, Mitam Shlichas, and therefore can work by a cotton. What's the Vort? Because Anan Sadi, that he wants that he should be a Shliach. Is he making him a Shliach? Rashi says, no. Who made him a Shliach? The Torah. Okay, so what's the problem with cotton? Cotton can't make a Shliach, but the Torah is making a Shliach. Therefore, Rashi says, you can have schia by a katan midiraisa. Tois over here says, listen, a katan can't make a shliach. That's if we need a katan to make the shliach. That's if there's tzas choyva bedover. Then we're going to say a katan can't make a shliach. But when it's vadai schus, and on sadi the oved le shliach, there's no drawback here bichlal. So therefore, we don't need the katan's das to make him into a shliach. And we have automatically going to make him into a shliach. That's the pshat in Tois. Rabbi said, we're going to continue to see how Tois relates to the Gemara according to the other Rishonim.